upper material and exchange pleasantries. Adams walks over to me and says in a grave tone, "You know, Ron, there were some people in government who argued that you should be arrested." Grinning broadly, he laughs, and I agreed with them. Over the last decade, there have been many times like this when I have wondered, as the Talking Heads put it, how did I get here? They were heady days. It was spring 2001, and I had just received authorization to set up the Citizen Lab at the University of Toronto. The initial funding came from the Ford Foundation, and the idea was simple: to study and explore cyberspace, though few called it that back then in the context of international security. The dot-com era was in full swing, the internet, an information superhighway, spreading like a brush fire. Time-worn political divisions, the Cold War, South African apartheid, and so on, relegated to history books. And generally, people were in a good mood, a very good mood. At the dawn of the 21st century, it was hard not to be an optimist. 9/11 ripped into all of that and left us all reeling. For the next year or so, most of us wondering, what kind of world do we now live in? In January 2003, I published an article in Millennium, a journal published by the London School of Economics, arguing that this singular event had reshuffled the